This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's summertime in Chicago, and the sightseeing is easy. There's lots to choose from. You got your architecture tour, deep dish pizza tour, multiple Chicago gangster tours. But as Derek John reports, there is one new walking tour that some local politicians wish would just go away.
Okay, folks, let's gather around.
On a recent afternoon in downtown Chicago, Paul Dehling stands before a dozen tourists wearing comfortable shoes.
Who wants to get started? Who wants to spend 3 hours getting depressed about governance?
Dehling is the creator and guide of the Chicago Corruption Walking Tour.
It is not in any capacity going to be comprehensive.
In fact, Dehling says he can barely keep up with current events. So he starts by pointing out a storefront. A century ago, this was a tavern and the political headquarters for Michael Hinky Dink Kenna and Bathhouse John Coughlin.
When you get nicknames like Hinky Dink and Bathhouse, you know you're not on the right side of the law.
The colorful First Ward aldermen were known to trade free beers for votes. And Dehling's tour is full of such larger-than-life characters. And I mean large.
Big Bill Thompson was the most corrupt official in the history of the state of Illinois. Big Jim Colosimo, who was the first mob boss to control all of Chicago.
And then there's the guy with the big hair.
Of course, we are talking about Rod Blagojevich. Does anybody know how many governors of Illinois got in trouble with the law?
That would be 7 if you're keeping score at home. It's tempting to romanticize this as the Chicago way, but Dehling says that ignores the real victims. For instance, we all know Al Capone, but what about Octavius Granati, who was gunned down on Election Day in 1928?
Granati did something that Al Capone could not stand. He ran for political office while being black. That's your Al Capone. That's your folk hero on your T-shirt.
Dehling says today's shenanigans are less obvious, but no less bad for democracy. Like local politicians who still draw their own electoral maps.
So right now, from this one street corner, we can see 4 Illinois representative districts. It's called gerrymandering, and it's not against the law. It is the law.
By the end, tour members pledged to be more civically engaged. Still, Chuck Hildebrandt says he can't help thinking.
The corruption that we know about is only of the people that got caught.
In Chicago, I'm Derek John for Marketplace.